was a great result traveling, you know, the trip to Wexford, you know, all up and down in the one day. It's difficult for a squad of players and management alike, you know. So I thought it was a great performance, especially in the second half, you know, to go in there and take all 3 points against the Wexford. As you mentioned, they have recruited well in the off-season. You know, it was a good victory and, as you said, another clean sheet.
So if we look at the start of the season, there was those couple of early defeats. There's only one defeat now, I think, in the last, 8 games. So there's definite signs of progress being made with what is essentially a very young and raw side.
It is indeed, Chris, you know, and I think that's what people have to realise as well. You know, yes, there was a couple of bad nights in there too, when, you know, maybe the one to Waterford, which probably stands out. But again, you know, Waterford are a really good side and, you know, will be chasing Galway all the way at the end. Look, I think the group of lads have shown in the past few weeks that they are learning. You know, again, I think they'll be disappointed the Cove one when they were 2 ahead and, you know, kind of Cove pegged them back in the second half. But, you know, all that's a learning curve. You know, a lot of these guys know first team experience, you know, in senior football. So it's very much that they're learning on the job. And I think, you know, going to places like Wexford, you know, weathering the storm at times and then coming back with 3 points will stand to them going forward.
And if we look at the way the league is panning out, you know, it's early days yet, but the fact that Galway have won 10 out of 10, you know, if the brave man is going to bet against them, they're running away with it. Waterford looking pretty good. There could be quite a scramble for the other places. And let's not forget, you know, fifth place gets you into a promotion playoff series of games with 2 semi-finals. So, you know, that's one of the things that makes the First Division so interesting. You can be playing for something right up to the very end of the season.
Yeah, it does, Chris. And I suppose, you know, the fact that Galway have just, you know, sort of took off and, you know, set the pace a really heavy pace that it is, you know, 10 points clear already of Waterford and second. But then you look at the squad that they have, you know, the experience that they have in there, you know, with the likes of Brennan Clark and McCormick, and, you know, they're recruiting Premier League players as where, you know, other squads wouldn't have that luxury. But yeah, look, you know, fair play to them, and they have the experience, I suppose, within the management ranks too. But yeah, I think the beauty of the First Division is that, you know, if you string a couple of wins together, then you're right up there in terms of Harps. You know, I suppose in there, I suppose, in that fifth place at the minute. Well, sixth maybe, I think it is on goal difference. But, you know, you're in the mix for a playoff spot. And when you're, you know, trying to, I suppose, you know, put a team together and, you know, as you mentioned, you know, the lads that have come in and, you know, are finding their feet in the game. And I think if, you know, if you had been sort of offered us that position at the start of the season, you know, after the first round of games, that I think we'd be happy enough to take that.
Absolutely. And tell us a little bit about your own injury woes. I mean, you've had a difficult season to date, an injury that won't go away.
Yeah, well, you know, it hasn't really started for me. It stopped start. I haven't really got started. It was the first couple of games, and then I picked up a bit of a hamstring strain, and, you know, kind of maybe should have given it maybe 3 weeks, and I only gave it 2. But, you know, because you always want to play, you know, you want to be trying to help the team out as much as you can. And down in Longford, it's kind of crept back up again. You know, that's about 4 or 5 weeks ago now. So hopefully within the next week or two, I should be back in with the team. I trained there last week, so I think maybe the Wexford game maybe just came a bit too soon for me. So hopefully I might be in contention to get a, you know, maybe even a spot on the bench. So a lot of go in the past few games, you know, clean sheets and winning games can be difficult to get back in there. But, you know, that's a problem for Dave. And, you know, I think it's a good problem to have.
Absolutely. And just briefly looking at the other games in the First Division last night, Cove and Treaty, a 1-1 draw. Cove might have been a little bit disappointed with that. Galway, as we've mentioned, 4-1 against Kerry, who are propping things up. And they're finding it tough. And again, I suppose it shows the step up to... sometimes people don't estimate just how big a step up it is to senior soccer.
It is, Chris. You know, and I think, you know, the fact that Fairfield likes to carry, you know, that have come into the league and are definitely getting the stab. You know, they will cause teams problems, I suppose, no more than ourselves in terms of, you know, you know, getting lads used to senior football and the pace that it's played at. And, you know, if you make mistakes, maybe at a lower level, you mightn't get punished. But generally at this level, you know, you won't get away with that. I suppose Cove, you know, have set a decent pace themselves, and you know, might have surprised a few people with how well they started. They would have probably seen that as 2 points dropped there last night with the Treaty side that played out in Ballafay last week, and you know, didn't show too much in terms of their ambition to maybe get out of the first division. But I think the way that the league's panning out, you know, if Hearts can, you know, just keep ticking on and keep, you know, getting those few wins under the belt and staying within contention, that's what they'll be hoping for as the season progresses.
Yeah, and the other game saw Waterford edging out Athlone by 4-3. So a bit of a, sounds like a thriller at the RSC. Now, in the top flight, Shamrock Rovers had made such a bad start. They're getting their act together, certainly at the moment. St. Pat's made a poor start. Then they went on a great run. Rovers beat them 2-0 last night, so Rovers are up to third. Derry City remain second. They made the long trip to Cork. Never easy down there at Turner's Cross, but it does seem Cork are struggling a bit. Derry winning 3-1.
Yeah, I suppose, you know, we've seen that the Derry has, you know, sort of really got that resurgence, you know, with Rory Higgins coming in there now, probably being a second season after us getting a season and a half under his belt before there. And obviously Paddy McLaughlin coming in there too, leaving Cliftonville, leaving the hot seat in Cliftonville to come in as a number two. And Derry, you know, former Finn Harps player and obviously Derry City player as well. So, yeah, great result for Derry. It's been pretty a bit of a routine win. You know, goals coming from the likes of Ronan Boyce there, Mickey Duffy, and Colin Monaghan as well, you know, getting on the score sheet. So it's just when you see the size of squad that Derry have and the amount of, you know, quality that they have. You know, we played them in pre-season and, you know, they confidently put out two teams there and, you know, are far and away, you know, probably one of the best squads in the league. But, you know, I suppose they'll be happy enough. Maybe there was a bit of unrest there, maybe a couple of weeks ago, two back-to-back home defeats for Derry there. But I think that win there now will have steadied the ship. And, you know, Cork can be a difficult place to go. Obviously, you have to take the travel into contention as well. But I'm sure with what they have at their disposal, it could have been a comfortable journey down the night before. And, you know, the day to relax and then, you know, go and get the job done and then back up the road. I suppose the fixtures they have coming up with Pats next week and Shamrock Rovers, two home games, albeit against two difficult opponents. You know, we'll definitely see Derry, I'm sure, use that squad that we just mentioned there and try and rotate and, you know, try and get two back-to-back wins next weekend.
Now, Sligo in action against UCD tonight. Looks as if UCD are going to struggle once again. They have managed to escape in the past, including last season, but they're really up against it this year. And Declan Devine's Bohemians, well, they've bounced back well. They're still top of the table, and another good win for them last night away to Drogheda.
Yeah, the early pace setter, I suppose, you know, having that 5-point cushion off Derry in second. Really good start to the season for them. Maybe a few eyebrows, you know, raised at Devine's appointment at the start of the season, you know, in terms of what sort of squad that he would put together. But, and even there was probably a few calls for a couple of players there that were there last year maybe to move on, and, you know, they didn't perform for the previous management setup. But, well, look, Becky's got in there. He's obviously, you know, got them all playing and firing, and, you know, like Jordan Flores coming back in and doing really well for them. Look, I think it's, look, still a long way to go, and you know, when you have the likes of Shamrock Rovers and obviously Derry we spoke about and Pats chasing, a lot of quality sides in there, and but albeit a very good start for both.
And finally, Keith, great to see the crowds in the Airtricity League this year. Pretty much up everywhere. I mean, Harps, they've dropped down a division, but their average attendance so far has been better than it was last year, and that augurs well for the future.
Yeah, that's brilliant to see, Chris. You know, I think especially just, you know, playing in those atmospheres and, you know, having the crowd there and having the support and seeing, you know, I suppose the younger community coming out as well and supporting, and you know, it's always going to be a thing where the young lads, and even in my era, even though it's a couple of years ago, that you know they were buying the Man United jerseys or the Liverpool jerseys or whatever it may be, and now they're all coming with their Harps jerseys, and you know, it's just great to see that, you know, that they have that, you know, to get them that bug early on, and you know, to get there and support, because as I say, it does make a massive difference as a group of players, it really does. And you know, we even mentioned about the travel and support, you know, going down the country as well, which can be difficult on a Friday evening for people, but that commitment doesn't go unnoticed by the players and the management, and we do speak about that. And you know, then you're sort of indebted to them that you really want to perform for them, and you want to put on a good show, and you want to try and get 3 points, and you know, keep that atmosphere, because that's really important going forward in the season, and something that we really want to happen around Fun Park for a long time.